only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs, looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this afternoon. With us in studio, his name is Lou McDonald, and he has a company called Title Fight. Now, it has nothing to do with boxing necessarily, although he does use that in his imagery. This is a political consulting and marketing company, and we met earlier this year, met Lou on the streets here in Des Moines, as a matter of fact. I said, Lou, you got to come in and talk to us, and once the election's over, and tell us about what it is that you do. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank God. I'm doing all right.
Thank you for having me.
This is really interesting, I think, because so many people outside of politics, Lou, maybe don't know how messages get formed and sent out and how social media plays in. Although we, here in Iowa, we're really into that game. So how did you get into this?
Sure. So I grew up in a town in New Jersey called Paterson, New Jersey.
There's a new film out about
Paterson. Yes, yes, yes. It's actually about – I can talk about this all day. So – William Carlos Williams was a poet from Paterson, it's a film based on Adam Driver from Girls and Star Wars playing a bus driver in Paterson.
By the name of Paterson.
Yes, yes.
It's really interesting. Okay, so you're from Paterson, New Jersey.
So my teacher ran for mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, and we had $70,000, which sounds like a lot, but the mayor that we ran against had $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Which is like, you're just like, we're not going to win. This isn't going to go our way. We did wind up winning, and which is crazy. The part that I took away the most was about 4 months after we won, we had a really big hurricane, Hurricane Irene, right before Hurricane Sandy, and Barack Obama showed up. Right, so now I see my teacher on CNN next to the president of the United States. And I'm like, we did this with $70,000.
Right.
That's anything is possible, right? You can literally like pray for something, do really well, and you could win.
Huh.
And on any level. And that's something that I took away from that moment specifically is that if you have a really good message and you're forward looking in what you can provide people, you could reach even the presidency.
Yeah. And what's really curious about your story is we saw this last year's presidential election and billions of dollars spent.
Billions.
And billions of dollars spent. And on the Democratic side, billions of dollars spent.
Yeah.
And nearly 3 million people more voted for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump.
Right.
But the Electoral College swung it the other way. It's a fascinating study in politics and in messaging, I think. And I would be really interested in your take. Donald Trump didn't spend the money that Hillary Clinton did, but he was very engaged in social media and some other marketing techniques that are really cutting edge, I think, for politics at that level.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hillary spent over $1 billion with a B and lost, right? And that's a pretty epic number. Donald Trump spent about half of that and obviously won the presidency. It's an interesting thing. So at first, I thought Donald Trump was doing the worst job I've ever seen anyone do at this. I would personally get ads to give him money. And I was like, it says that my employer is Martin O'Malley, right? So I'm working on the Martin O'Malley campaign, and Donald Trump's asking me for money? That seems like, from a business standpoint, like a marketing 101 standpoint, it seems like either you're trying to like hoax me into something or you're just really bad at this.
Why are you doing this?
Right. You spent money on this, right? You spent money to show me. And it was $187 for a signed copy of The Art of the Deal. This is what he asked me for.
And your bio, your profile says that you're working for Governor Martin O'Malley.
100%, right?
So you're going, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Why am I in this universe, you know? And something that the O'Malley campaign got really good at was targeting individual voters based on the voter file and sort of consumer data, right? So we had $7 million and Bernie Sanders in the primary had $70 million. So we had to make sure that every ad that we spent
was targeted
to a person, right? Yeah. Tied to an outcome, tied to literally you're going to go caucus at the historical building. And that's what I got out of this whole past 2 years is and something that we offer as a service now.
Well, I think one of the things that you just said, and I want to come back to that for Lou McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to him about his company called Title Fight. One of the things you said was how Donald Trump was even targeting people who were clearly not Republicans in this effort. And I have a story for you.
Yeah.
2 weeks before the election, the chair of the Polk County Republican Party knocked on my door. And he goes, I know this is a lost cause to come by your place, right, but I just right. – and so I said to him, well, Will, his name's Will Rogers, good friend. And I said, Will, what are you doing knocking doors? He says, you know, that's what we're doing. We're doing a lit drop. I said, you can go to that house. You can go to that house. I know that they're Republican. He says, we go to every house. Totally different.
Right. And I don't want to – as a Democrat, I don't want to commit like party suicide. But I do have to say that the Hillary Clinton campaign seemed to have almost a hyper-targeted turnout model based on Obama's coalition, and it obviously didn't transcend to her. It wasn't, you know, transferable.
Different people.
Right, different people. And you have counties that were like plus 20 for Obama and now it's plus 20 for Donald Trump, and you have to ask yourself, like, where does this come from? Like, that's like once in a generation. That's like an LBJ shift,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's going to be interesting to see if this coalition that he built is a.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if they'll be pleased with the outcome.
Right.
Okay.
2018.
That'll be interesting.
Rough.
Oh, very, very. Yeah. But we're talking with Lou McDonald. So tell us. So you got into politics. You worked this most recent campaign season with Governor Martin O'Malley, a great guy, by the way. So how did Title Fight get started? How did you start your marketing and advertising consultancy?
So something I noticed is. Growing up in a pretty big political environment is that people ignored online and digital spaces. They just would pass it off to either an intern or like their mother, right? And for a lot of campaigns, that's the easiest way to have an impact. The second thing was advertising that either wasn't sort of like the Donald Trump ad I received. I received Ted Strickland for Ohio Senate ads this year. I live in Iowa now. I'm registered to vote in Iowa. I've never given to a candidate in
Ohio.
So the fact that you spent money on me frustrates me, right? Because like it's on my end, this is what I do all day. I can literally target it to people who have a propensity to give or have a propensity to vote,
mm-hmm.
and I received probably hundreds of votes hundreds of ads. That were out of district.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah.
And so what we saw to do was easily fix that, right, for candidates and campaigns is to build – and we're building a platform now, a self-serve platform, where they can go on and they can just pick previous elections that you showed up for, age, sex, gender, zip code. And they can match that to Facebook, match that to Twitter, and serve ads to those people.
So that's on the back end of Title Fight.
Yeah. So that's what we're working on right now. It's something that we can do physically in-house, but we're going to make it a self-serve option. So
sure.
Anyone who signs up on this platform can just go online.
That's brilliant. It really is because,
we're
you know.
We're excited about it.
Yeah, because not every campaign is the same. So you can go to Act Blue or you can go to some of these other organizations that I've worked with in the past, and it's kind of a cookie cutter approach. You get everything,
right.
You know,
right.
But
right.
You can't necessarily make it custom to your issue.
Right. And so the nice thing about what we're building is that it's your creative, right? It's your photo, it's your words. And you can literally go on our platform and pick, I want women who are 65 and older and live in Polk County and vote in every election.
That's a lot of data.
Yeah, it's a lot of data.
So are you doing this nationwide?
So the nice thing is we're doing it with every voter file, every state's voter file.
Really?
That's
huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And it's exciting, you know, and it's something that I think is going to get there.
Let me ask you another question off base of, sure. of that. But I'm in the marketing and advertising business. I have done a couple of campaigns in the past. And what frustrates me from a guy in Iowa, when there are Iowa races going on, when folks from Chicago and Washington, D.C. get the creative touch and they're going, they don't know squat about Iowa. You know, it's a flyover state for these guys. How come they don't select folks in Iowa to produce those?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think Des Moines has more talent in that respect. Previous to this, I worked in New Hampshire for Governor Hassan on a reelection, and a lot of that talent fled to Boston. And I think for Iowa, a lot of it stays in Des Moines. So there's a lot of ad agencies here that would crush a digital creative or a television creative, and you don't see them tapped, right? There's at least 10 that I can name right now.
And not only are they not tapped, and not only could they absolutely crush a digital or a TV campaign or radio campaign, but the other thing is it would come in at less money.
right. So 100%. You don't have to fly the cameras in, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everything's right here. And we can say, okay, let's go to Montezuma. So, I mean, you know, if you say that to somebody from New York City, they go, what? What the heck are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. And especially rural Iowa and getting those people out to vote, I think local agencies are best prepared to do that. And that's something that we're looking to be, right? We moved to Iowa. We're staying in Iowa. And we're sort of putting all our chips in here.
This is kind of ground zero for this kind
yeah.
of stuff. It
yeah,
really is.
Right. And I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. What's your take on Iowa as a place to do business?
So it's pretty open, right? If you sort of have this idea of where you want to be, building something like, you know, a targeting platform, I think you can find funding. I know you can find talent here. I do have to say, I think we could, in Iowa, you can invest more in development, sort of engineers. There's sort of a shortage there. But you're going to see that grow in the next couple of years, because I don't think people are moving to Chicago anymore or moving to Minneapolis. I think they're staying here after college. And I think you're going to see those tech jobs sort of hover here.
Well, we would certainly hope so. I know that there's a necessity. We just had a story last week about a dearth of tech people, you know, and people are looking all over the place. You know, please come here to work because we got jobs.
Right.
Yeah. His name is Lou McDonald, ladies and gentlemen. His company is called Title Fight. So give us a quick Cory Booker story. So did you work on that campaign?
Oh, yeah. So I did operations for that campaign.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
he's
I love
quite a
him.
Guy.
He is an amazing. He's the U.S. senator from New Jersey. Actually, the first time I met Martin O'Malley was with Cory Booker at a bar in Paterson, New Jersey. Martin O'Malley had showed up to stump for his reelection. But Cory Booker is one of those guys that he went to Stanford, was a Rhodes Scholar, went to Yale Law, and moved to the lowest income neighborhood and the poorest tower in New Jersey he could find, and ran for city council, ran for mayor, and he really put the groundwork in the grasswork.
Yeah, he's quite a guy, and one of those names that keeps popping up for 18.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think it is interesting. I think he's up for re-election for the Senate that year, so it's going to be interesting to see his
where
choice.
He goes.
Yeah, of course.
His name is Lou McDonald. The company is called Title Fight. We will have links to his company. So if you missed any or all of this particular broadcast, we'll have it up on our radio blog. You do social media. You do all kinds of targeted campaigning for individuals. And I'm really impressed that you won an election with $70,000 in New Jersey up against $1 million.
Thank you.
You know, we could really use your help in the state.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. All right. Thanks so very much for coming in and talking to us. We appreciate it. His name is Lou McDonald. You can find him at Title Fight, and we will have that information up on the radio blog. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, TJ Riley in the first half hour talking about soft water for your home and the economics of soft water for your business. All right, we've got to scoot. We have to say goodbye to Jerry, who's been our producer for the past week. Thank you very much. Excellent job, as always.
Tyler Hackenmiller is back on the controls tomorrow. The voice of Inside on Business of the News Hour is Jimmy Olson, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The man that created the music that you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour is James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.